Here's more positive business minutes with Dr. Michael Ting, President of the Marketing Institute of Singapore and the author of Corporate Turnaround, Nursing a Sick Company Back to Health.
Today, I will discuss the second principle in Corporate Turnaround, Principle 2. Tradition and past business assumptions may be the root causes of the disease in the ailing company. For a troubled company, it is prudent to challenge all sacred cows or sacrosanct and old business assumptions. It is probable that some of these old sacred cows, which are based on some erroneous perceptions and assumptions, got the company into trouble. In times of rapid change, a strategic failure is often caused by an incorrect or false perception. We console ourselves by telling ourselves that we've gone through the present problem before, or falsely assuming that this change is only temporary. All the impacts will be limited and hence can be ignored. Many of these old and obsolete assumptions happen in large and well-known companies whose traditional cash cow businesses have become sacred cows and end up as sacrificial cows or mad cows when market forces overwhelm them. Time and again, some wrong business assumptions and perceptions by experts have led many companies astray. For example, Ken Olson, president of Digital Equipment, said in 1977, "There is no reason anyone would want a computer in his or her home." Chairman of IBM, John Akers, added in 1983, "The world market for computers is only about 275,000. Because of these erroneous assumptions and perceptions, it is no wonder both Digital Equipment and IBM were late in entering the personal computer markets. To ensure its effective and successful implementation, the troubled company must critically re-examine and revisit every business assumption. I'm Dr. Michael Ting with Positive Business Minutes on News Radio 938.